All right, Tavosa, good morning. Let's begin. So we began yesterday, Perek Hey, in the Mesianas Yesharim, specifically the Ramosh Chematzato, was focusing on what he calls the Mafside HaZihiros Farcha Kamehem. What are, page Nun Dalet in the packet, what are the things that prevent us from acquiring the meat of Zihiros? So yesterday he began to say there are three things. Number one, hatipo v'hatir de ha'olamis, constant and perpetual involvement in this world. Number two is levity and silliness, or maybe even scornfulness. And number three is a negative, we'll call it a negative peer group. So he said the following. So we started yesterday speaking about the tir de ha'olamis. So take a look. He says, let's go to paragraph Bays. Ukvar zacharnu shehi hamitzareches yoser la'adam l'sheyagia el azihirus. And we've already explained that the ability to go ahead and withdraw a little bit from this world is in and of itself necessary in order to acquire the meat of zihirus. Ukimama Rabbi Pinchas Torah mevia lidei zihirus. I'm sorry. You know what? We actually skipped a couple of lines. We're actually in the middle. The last three lines of paragraph Aleph. I apologize. Still on page Nun Dalet. Last three lines of paragraph Aleph. Kihine ha'esek muchrach ula adam l'tzorach parnasaso. Being busy, by definition, is a function of living in this world, right? None of us has the luxury of saying, you know what, we're going to take it easy, we're not going to work too hard, and yet we're still going to be able to meet all of our obligations. Working hard is part and parcel of life in this world for parnasa. Ach ribui ha'esek eino muchrach. But involving yourself with things of this world, specifically your parnasa, to the point that you don't have time for your real avoda, that you don't have time for your service of Hashem, that's not correct. That what the Nesses Sharm is saying is, if a person says, I don't have time to learn, I don't have time to daven, I don't have time to work on myself because of work, then you're doing something wrong in your life. He says, Al kein nitzdaveinu likboa itim l'Torah. Therefore, we are obligated to set aside time to learn Torah. Now, the Ramchal is working backwards. The Ramchal says, where do we learn that you're obligated to go ahead and set up time to learn Torah? It's tying into our dafyomi. That's actually learned out of the pasuk of v'limaratem osam es b'neichem. This idea, although the Torah phrases it that you're supposed to teach your children, Chazal understand that is the mitzvah of kviyas itim la'Torah. There's an obligation not just to learn, but to dafka specifically set aside time for Torah learning. So the Ramchal says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never give us a mitzvah that we are not capable of fulfilling. So if at the end of the day, there was a license to go ahead and work yourself, that you had no time for anything else, then how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us such a mitzvah? The fact that we have a mitzvah, interestingly enough that it's phrased with one's children, we'll discuss a little bit later, indicates that if I'm working too much to the point that I have no time for anything else, that's indicative of the fact that my life is not structured the right way. Letter Beis. Ukvar zaharnu shehiya mitzdareches yoser la'adam l'shiyagia el azihiros. And we've already spoken about the idea that setting aside time for learning, setting aside time for Torah, is one of the most important steps that one could take in the acquisition of the midah of zihiros. Ukema'ama Rabbi Pinchas, as Rabbi Pinchas writes, Torah mevia lidei zihiros. Then remember, the entire Mesianas Yesharim is based on the statement that Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer, who creates this stage model for spirituality. And the first step, what does he say? Torah mevia lidei zihiros. Torah allows one for a sense of zihiros. So I will say, what is he saying? It's very simple. When you learn, as we know, when we learn, so the truth is, our head is in a different place. And this is true even if your head is not totally in the learning, right? It's inevitable that sometimes people, their mind drifts off, especially in a person, people have a lot of responsibilities, your mind drifts off to something else. But at the end of the day, you're rooted in Torah. Being rooted in Torah, by definition, gives you a different moral compass. That's why Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair says, Torah mevila de zehiros. What does that mean? Is it that Torah directly leads me to a life contemplation? It's that no. It's that setting aside time for Torah learning, by definition, opens up my heart to think about the fact that there's more than going to the office. Page Nunhei. Vizulasa lo yagia elav klal. And without it being Torah, without Torah, ultimately a person can't start the process of spiritual growth. And that's the mission of it says, that the Am Haaret, the simple man, can't become pious. Or in other words, we're both saying, there's one thing we know for sure, which is that Judaism does not have spirituality without Torah. If a person says, well, I just don't feel it, I'm just not so into it, I just don't feel inspired, the first question we ask them is, how much are you learning? What are you doing? What are you learning? Not even how much are you davening. How much are you learning? Because it's Talmud Torah and Talmud Torah only that begins the process of opening one's heart up to spirituality. Because it's God who created the Yitzhahara in man that also created the Tavlin. Oh, thank you. Also created the remedy for it. And that's Torah. Ukimo Sha'amru Zichron Lebracha, Barasi Yitzhahara, Barasi La Torah Tavlin. As the Gemara says, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, yes, I created the Torah, but I also created the remedy. Tavlin literally means herbs, right, or spices. The idea is that, you know, once upon a time, herbal medicine wasn't, you know, a niche market. It was medicine. So, Barasa the Torah, Barasa the Tavlin, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, how else are you supposed to overcome? Yetzirah, remember, represents the struggles in life. How else are you supposed to overcome the struggles in life if not with Torah? Vehine Pashatu, Shema Bore Lo Bora Lamakazu Elo Refuazu, I Efshar Bishum Panim She, Rape Adam Izos Amaka, Bilti Izos Harefua. So he says the following. So if this is the case, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu only created one remedy for the Yitzhara, and it's called Torah, there's absolutely no way to be healed of the difficulty, to be healed of the sickness in the Yitzhara, without the one remedy. And anyone who thinks that they're going to be safe from the Yitzhara with something other than Torah, Eina Ela Toa, is only making a mistake. But the scary part is often, when is the only time that we realize our mistake? After we've left this world already, and it's too late. The Yitzhar is very strong. And the amazing part is the Yitzhar works against us, even without our knowledge. We're not even aware of everything that Yitzhar is actually doing. And if you try all of the different strategies in the world, but you don't take the refuah that was created for it, you will not even feel the intensification of the sickness, only when you die in a state of sin and your soul will be lost. In other words, the Yitzhar is such a profound insight. It's the same way if I have an infection, and there's a medicine for the infection, right? The medicine, I don't know what's a medicine for an infection. Penicillin, thank you. Right? So that tells me, take penicillin. I say, you know what, I don't want to take penicillin, I'm going to take Advil. And I keep just taking Advil. So at the end of the day, the infection is not going to be helped. The infection won't be helped. So says Misalas Yisharim, it's the same thing in spiritual life. In spiritual life, there's only one remedy towards the Yitzhara. Only one. And that's Torah. So you can try, and when we say Torah, we're not just talking about amorphous, we mean setting aside time to learn Torah each and every day. Because at the end of the day, you could try other things, but they're not going to work. They're not going to help. There's only one remedy for the Yitzhara. And the scary part is, he says, the reason you need this remedy is because the Yitzhara often is working in ways that we are not even aware of. And it's only if a person is steeped and rooted in Torah that ultimately the individual has a chance to potentially combat this foe. He goes on, Ha ze lema dome, ha lema ze dome. What is this comparable to?
Look, like the whole encompassing.
Correct. Correct. Correct.
Not just from Isha from Shi.
Correct. How the Mazedome, what is this comparable to? L'chole shedarash berofim v'kiru chayom. This can be compared to a sick person who went ahead and tried to get the advice of doctors, right, to sort out medical advice, v'kiru chayom, and they diagnosed his illness. V'amru lo shiikach sam ma. And they told him that he should take a particular medicine. V'hu mibilti shetikdam lo yedi b'melechas harafua. So this guy, what does he do? He looks it up on WebMD, right? WebMD, and he decides, you know what? Well, I don't need to listen to that doctor. What does he know? I looked it up on the web, and it says that you should take this, right? He says, and he finds some other medicine. Hello, Yomo Sachola. Turn the page. Hello, Yomo Sachola Huvadai. There's one thing for sure: the guy's gonna die. Kein hadavar hazeh. So too says Mesias Sharmit is with this situation. There is only one entity in this world that truly understands the Yetzara, and that's the person who created it, or the entity that's created it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu his hiranu sharefua lo hi HaTorah. And God is the one who told us that the ultimate refua for this makeh is Torah. Mi eifo yanicha v'yikach ma sheikach sula savichya. Who can go ahead and potentially take something for it and expect to live? Vaday shechoshech hachomrius yelech v'yigbar alav madrega achar madrega v'hu lo yovin ad shimaze shakua b'ra'a b'rachok min ha'emes herchek gadol shafilu hirhurei dvarim lo ya'alu alibo levakesh ha'emes. So what's amazing of says Mesias Yesharim, that if a person doesn't go ahead and take the right remedy, then what happens? Then what happens? A person becomes more shakua. This person simply becomes more entrenched and more ensnared in the hold of the Yetzirah, and it makes it more and more complicated, ultimately, to untangle oneself from it. So we'll stop with Rav Osei, but what comes out from here is really something amazing. You know, people have all different ideas for spirituality, and people have all different ideas for trying to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all different types of isms that people like to impose upon the Judaic framework because they think it will bring them closer to God. Says Mesias Yesharim, it's foolishness. There's only one way to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's through Torah. There are not multiple avenues. There's only one way, for the simple reason that without Torah in one's life, one does not have the ability to fight the Yetzirah, which is much more powerful than we could ever imagine. It's only through Torah that we have the ability to, at least to a certain degree, prevent ourselves from totally becoming in over our head in this world. And ultimately, it's only through Torah that allows us to have a little bit of the spiritual room to potentially engage in this need of Zihiros. All right, we'll continue with this on Monday, Amir Tzashem.